Let's go to, oh boy. All right, J-Dog.
No. He's got to be happy.
He's gutless. Wow. J-Dog, where are you?
You call when they lose.
David's in Denver. He said he's not quite as excited about this win as we are. Mm. Hey, David, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I kind of feel like Debbie Downer. I'm trying to stay positive. I'm glad that we pulled it out. We finally did that, but there was like a significant stretch of that game as I was watching that I felt like the same themes that have shown up in the preceding games that we've lost were still the same. Whether it was some of the play calling stuff, whether it was Brock kind of scrambling around holding it. And then just kind of, I don't know if you guys saw this all, but I felt like there was, I remember watching a good stretch of that game. The second half started, Seahawks started to come back. Like every play, they just had energy. The crowd was getting louder, and I felt like we just had none of it. Now, obviously, we ended up on the right side. I get that, but I'm like, the ball bounced our way differently this game. And so that can get us past the Seahawks. It can get us past the Patriots. It can get us past the Jets. You guys know those aren't upper echelon teams. Those aren't even playoff echelon teams, some would say. So what does it all say when I, at the end of the day for me, I'm thinking, how does this bode for the rest of the season? I still feel things that are concerning to me. And again, I'm glad they pulled it out, but I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, if you guys tell me something different.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm still concerned.
Let me try to ask you this. I got to believe you've come into the season with a Super Bowl or bust mentality.
I have. I definitely have. Absolutely.
Is there any way you can go into this?
That's a good point. That's a good point, Steiny, because I was thinking during the game, I'm like, have we just been spoiled over last season? How proficient and efficient we were throughout the season before. I'm sitting here thinking, has that kind of spoiled me now? So now when I see some fall off in a certain area, it's like, dang, this ain't the same team that I've been seeing. So maybe that is a part of it. And then the other thing I was going to throw to you guys is, in my mind, I was trying to rationalize, say, okay, everyone's saying we got all these injuries. We know about the big guys, CMC, Hargrave, Greenlaw. And so am I just overreacting in the sense that if we had all those guys out there, we would be back to point A and back to normal?
Well, that's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. And I'll tell you this, because nobody knows. Well, we know Hargrave is not coming back. But just think, partner, how you'd be feeling had they not won that game. And it's very valid that you saw some things that you didn't like, but they overcame them. Unlike the last 2 weeks, they overcame them and they got the dub. So we don't know what's going to happen next week when they play Kansas City. But what we do know is they'll have a win under their belt as opposed to two stinking losses going into that game.
Yeah, I feel like, they've been to four NFC championships in 5 years.
Two Super Bowls.
They've had some rough starts before. And maybe they're not going to attack the playoffs with a 14-3 record and the number one seed. You just got to go out and keep winning games. You get one against Kansas City, and I got to believe that everybody's going to be sky high after that one.
You got to beat Mahomes, right? Yeah,
You know, it's a start. It beats the alternative of being 2-4.
And let's put the right on the table on the Payday Friday. Stani, imagine had they lost this game, it would be Armageddon. And just forget the station. What about the Niner players? Morale would be in the dumper. You know what I mean? They pulled this one out. And that's why I'm like, it's the battle of attrition. And they had guys go out. Mason went out. Mustafa didn't finish the game, Stani. So it's just a battle of attrition. So they won that one last night. Guys stepped up. Rookies did too.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on how many guys they were down.
And with Debo also, I mean, towards the end, you know, on that last possession, Taylor, he got hurt. So I was afraid that we were down to our last one with Isaac, especially when he got that long run. It was smart of him, giving that touchdown to Juice. But I did get worried right then. Before that, though, we had enough guys, especially with Debo being able to help out and do all that stuff, too. So we were all right.
Yeah, we had enough guys. We were all right.
Yeah.
Kyle knows you can't blame losses on injuries.
I think I'm quoting Bonte right. Dominic Pooney's down to 218 pass attempts and hasn't given up a sack. I mean, he's handling his business, and they handled theirs last night. No sacks for Brock Purdy. Man, he was still using his legs too, Steiny.
How do we feel about this text from the Comcast business text line? Evan, I'm going to throw this one to you. It was a good road win. Do you agree? Somewhat agree? Don't agree? It was a good road win, but it was ugly. Special teams is a big weakness. Kyle is still not comfortable passing to the running backs, and the run defense is suspect. Ugly win?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You think that.
Yeah, I think that's an ugly win, but it's still a win. I mean, you went on the road on a short week on Thursday in a place that's been difficult, well, not recently, but generally difficult to win, and you still gave up a special teams touchdown.
True.
You were an offsides away from, or not an offsides, in, but pre-snap infraction away from it being a five-point game with 4 minutes left on a DK Metcalf touchdown that was called back. Geno Smith gave you two freebies. And there were some things that if you want to nitpick this game, you absolutely can. So, you know, they sealed the deal. They put it away. But I think, like, I don't know about you guys. Did you have that feeling when they're up 23-3 and then the Seahawks get the special teams touchdown? They score in the ensuing possession that, oh, here we go again.
I did. And here we go again. It was on full display when they got the ball 23-17 with the chance to go up. So I have – but they overcame it, Evan.
Well,
and that's why I say that's the – that's the nugget in all this is they didn't succumb to it. They won.
You know what? When it was 23-17.
Oh my gosh!
See, I wasn't here. We go again. Even though it was again, I was like, okay.
They had to punt.
I said, this is perfect. This is another opportunity. They're in the exact same place they've been, and now they're still operating from an advantage.
And they met the moment.
And they did what they had to do. I don't want to get into argument over whether it was ugly or not. If you think it was ugly, it was ugly. But I just look at, you know, no turnovers. They forced three. Purdy didn't. You said he didn't have didn't get sacked once. No. They ran the ball pretty well. They threw it. Regardless of whether it was ugly or not, it was
20 second half points after putting up goose egg at home last week. Didn't score in a second half to the Cardinals.
Yeah. Let's bring him in. Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, buddy?
Mood. He got to be in a good mood.
Hey, I'm in a good – I don't know. See, Steiner, you said it in a nice way. You was like, so you must have had Super Bowl expectations. Or you should have just been like, bro, you don't watch football in the NFL. You could go week three, see a team, they could be on their back. You see them week 12, they're a whole new team. Last week, we just sat here and said, Niners look slow. Did they look slow last night with 3-4 days rest? They played excellent, man. They played their asses off, man. Debo did his thing. He set the tone. Some of the ugliest, I don't know how you want to look at this. An ugly win can be pretty. A pretty win can be ugly. However you do it, it's all love, man. You can't win. You're not going to beat every game. Football is weird. The Giants blew the Seahawks out. The Seahawks was 3-0. You got to accept it. It's a long season. Shout out to the real love connection in football. You feel me? With players and tight ends, you feel me, jump in the stands. They're not in no suite. You feel me? Dealing with, you know what I'm saying, they significant other, they go in there. That was a true showing of emotion, man. And for all the people that say, we did this, we did that, you don't know who you're going to be playing, where you're going to be playing. You want to be spiking or playing your best football in January and February. And I love the fact that, like Steiny said, I was nervous as hell, but they pulled through. That builds a callus. They know that they can do it. And that's a beautiful thing in football, because once you start believing it, you can accomplish anything.
Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate the call. See, I look at it like Philmo. You made it to the Super Bowl last year. Everybody's sky high this year. This is our last best chance, let's say. Some people believe. Okay? Now you come out of the gates and you're flat and you're 2-3. At that point, you're like, boy, we got a long way to go to start talking Super Bowl. I mean, we got to forget Super Bowl.
And you're
2-3.
Yeah.
And so you're 2-3. There's only one thing you can do, and that's either win or lose the next game. And they win it. So now they're 3-3. And they're in first place in the West, the division. And you play Kansas City. And if you beat Kansas City, then you can start rebuilding the confidence that this team can make a run. But
And that's still there, even if you lose to Kansas City. But Kansas City just, and we'll get to it next week, Donnie, but it just, like, you've never beat them. So you want to beat them. But I'm with Mike, and I'm with Evan, too. Yeah, was that Picasso? No. But at the end of the day, you're past that. That was urgency. That was survival mode. And you got contributions from the rookies, the OGs, and the coaching staff. So there it is there. You're 3-3, just like you said, after six.
415, good point. From the Comcast business text line, the Chiefs win ugly too. Chiefs have won some ugly games this year. It's a good point. Mahomes hasn't been great. Six touchdowns, six interceptions, but they're 5-0.
And they also have three Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So their ugly is different than everybody else's because, you know, they've been to the mountaintop more than once. Niners are trying to get back there, and they're doing it a lot of times without, you know, a few of their best players.
The Niners or the Chiefs?
The Niners.
888-957-9570 is the number. Good morning. I'm a route truck driver from Hayward to Santa Rosa. So I'm in and out of the truck. But did anyone mention about the return? Yes, the return hitting the thumb of the dude. Yes, we did.
D. Williams, that was a fumble.
Yeah, we talked about that. They didn't get the call. Blown call.
But it should never happen in an NFL game.
Well, I'll bet it happens again.
Where they can't get the footage or the angle?
Well, something like that. They'll go to replay review again at least one more time this year, and it'll be wrong.
Well, that stinks.
But it's an imperfect world, and I think we know that.
Yeah.
And we do the best we can. And as Craig Lazzaretti always says,
who?
My former colleague at the Contra Costa Times, all you can do is your best. And that's what I think the officials always try to do. Sometimes they don't get it right, but then again, you know what? Players don't get it right all the time either. So we all work towards perfection knowing we will never truly attain
it. Now, Stani, why I'm up in arms in that caller is too, of that texter is it's not the officials last night. It was New York.
Oh, well, that's
it
good.
Was, you know, it was headquarters where you should have every angle.
Oh, so then wasn't the ref's fault?
Yeah, I wasn't blaming it. I was blaming the system.
Perfect.
Yeah. Shout out Neutra.
Yeah. You sound like blaming the system.
Blaming the missed call, bud. That's all.
Yeah, it didn't factor into the game. 49ers still won by two scores. They still covered, and I still won my bet of the week.
Oh, you won yours, huh?
You know, I...
About time.
Dude, it's payday Friday.
You know, I've always tried to differentiate between mean-spirited and good-natured banter,
gotcha.
And Evan has been walking a fine line. Fine line lately.
I had to say that's my perception of it.
What?
I had to give you some choice words today in front of some coworkers.
Oh my God! By the way,
yeah dude,
that's
you've
right.
been doing what Evan's been doing to you, and I had to call you on it.
So
I
you admit
know.
Evan's been
no,
treating me terribly.
I don't see it. How can that, dude? I had to check you. You will be doing what picking your nose, and I'm doing something in my world without you, and whatever you hear. You got to react to.
Goo, I heard you from four blocks away last night when I was walking to the veranda. I heard Goo say, hey, how you doing? And I wasn't even a quarter mile till the sight yet.
Tell him you're telling a tall tale with that story. Boy, man.
I did think I heard. I was like, it's a very big, sprawling expanse at the veranda, Evan.
Oh, it's huge.
And at one point, I was like, I cannot find this place. And then I heard Guru, and I just started walking toward the sound, and sure enough, we all ended up at the veranda.
Yeah. Goo got there before you did?
No.
Well, I called you. He'd beat me there.
No.
Remember, I called you. I said, hey, buddy, you need to park, and then you're like, I'm here, Goo.
Don't even get me started on that.
What?
Don't.
Nothing to do with me, though.
No.
All right.
No, I was there early.
I think we want to hear it, though.
Let's stop by the Yard House. First.
Oh, yeah. Yard House.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
They have about 198 beers on tap.
I just wish I liked beer.
Yeah. It's not a flaw that you don't.
Yeah.
Just you don't like beer.
Still time.
It's true.